Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
We're back to San Jose with the Blackhawks Insider podcast and Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson before tonight's game between the Blackhawks and the San Jose Sharks. And Luke, there's potential for another season sweep tonight against the Sharks. This will be the third meeting this season. You won the previous two. What kind of a response are you looking for from your team after the 4-0 shutout down in Anaheim?
Yeah, you know, I think our guys, you know, competed against L.A. L.A. is a different animal, but I didn't like our last game against Anaheim. I thought we were okay in the first period, but I think that they played the harder game in the next two periods and deserve the win. So this is a chance for redemption for us on this trip to, play our best game on the trip. And I think it's a team that we've beaten, but we also show that we can't take them lightly because I thought we got behind last game 2-0. And it took a lot to come back. So we have to learn from all of that and put it together and have a complete 60 minutes here tonight.
You know, after the game in L.A., you mentioned that you didn't see the physicality level you were looking for from your defense against the Kings. Then you had the practice the next day, and that was accentuated in the practice. Did you see that physicality you were looking for in that game against Anaheim?
Not enough. I think the first period a little bit, and, you know, at times, and some guys, but just not all the time from everybody. And I think that's what you need in this game today. You need everybody playing hard and buying into the system, and this time of the year, no matter where you're situated in the standings, you have to compete hard because teams are really gearing up at this time of the year and firing on all cylinders. So we have to match that with our work ethic.
Now, you went with 11 forwards and 7 defense in that game against Anaheim. It's kind of obvious from the morning skate that that's not the plan for tonight. If you can talk about your lineup and what you're hoping to see, please.
Yeah, well, Peter will start net for us, and as always, he gives us a real good effort, and we have to follow that with all 18 skaters in front of him. So we got 4 full lines tonight and 6D, so Entwistle draws back in, which is great. He'll be chomping at the bit, and we know we'll get the best of him and lots of energy and physicality, and that's great. But we need to be shooting that puck, I think, and driving that net early and getting to their crease, just as determined as we want to keep people away from our crease. And I think, you know, we tried to take a step in that direction last game, but I think we got to go even further. So I'm looking forward to that. Tenorti will come out tonight, that lets us complete the 4 lines up front, which I think we're going to need because we're going to need our skating legs here.
Yeah, one of the lines I saw in the morning skate was the reunification of Nick Foligno on the left side, Dickinson in the middle, and Anderson on the right. And as I recall, when those three were together as a line, they worked really hard and they got things done. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. And, that was kind of before Blackwell reemerged into the lineup. And I think the familiarity, even though it's been a while, I think that'll be great. And they're big physical guys that play the right way. It'll help us on the road for sure. And then it allows us to put Tyler back with Kershev and Connor, which had a great game against San Jose last time. So we're looking for that to work well. And I think we need to see a little bit more out of, Double A and Reichel and get their speed going. I thought they showed a little bit of that in the third period, and we want to continue that tonight.
All right. Wyatt Kaiser, since his recall, has played in only 2 games that they've opened on this trip, and they were both losses. But overall, you're a former defenseman. You know what to look for. What have you thought of his play?
Yeah, no, I liked him. I thought a little maybe tentative against L.A. the first game, understandable, a little nerve-wracking. He hasn't played in a while up here. But I thought his skating ability started to kick in, and I think we saw that last game as well. I think he's moving the puck well. I think in the offensive zone, he can probably, once he gets a little more comfortable, give us a little more there. He's a guy like Kevin Kurchinski, young, can really move the puck, can move their feet. And I think he's really starting to figure out using that ability of skating to get out of trouble, not get into trouble.
All right. You're playing the Sharks here tonight, and they've surrendered the most goals in the National Hockey League. On average, they surrender 4 goals a game. That's a lot. And knowing that you've got Peter Mrazek in goal, who's got a great history against the Sharks, his career record, 8-3-0, he's won 3 in a row against them and 7 of his last 8. Would you be okay with a scenario, because you mentioned shots and chances earlier in an earlier question, would you be okay with a scenario where the teams got into a situation where they were actually trading chances? Could that work to the Blackhawks' benefit?
I don't think we're worried about you know, Peter locking down the fort for us. But I'd rather not get into a run and gun back and forth. I think we can create our own offense and play fast is what we want to do. And maybe we gamble a little bit on some offensive rushes, but we still have that one forward back helping the D. And I think we just can't lose that third forward every time. And I think that gives us a good formation in the O zone as well, having that third forward up high, working on it a little bit this morning. And it gives our D's comfortable, you know, gives them the comfort to stay in and stay tight, stay connected. And we all come back to our zone as a five-man group. And I think that's going to be key tonight. So I like the run and gun notion of us playing fast forward, but I don't want to lose that F3 and have line rushes against that are outmanned. And that's going to be something that we can, you know, hopefully benefit from.
All right, Luke. And final question. Yesterday was a day off for everybody. You had a chance to unplug, go and do what you wanted to do. How'd you spend your day off?
Well, I have a childhood friend I played minor hockey with here. It was great to see Bob Broet. He actually refereed one NHL game as a linesman, and it was here as an emergency call because he's qualified in the American League and the East Coast League, and it was when I was playing for Philadelphia, so it was a real special moment for us and the old Ottawa West hockey organization. But yesterday was just a lunch, so not as exciting, but it was great to catch up with him. And then I went a little wine shopping out in California. You got to do that. And then that was it. It was an early night for me.
Your buddy, the linesman, did you get a chance to chirp him up during the game?
No, I think he was pretty nervous. So Rob Schick came up to me in warm-up and started yelling at me and telling me to stay away from his linesman. I didn't know what he was talking about, but it was just a setup and it was a joke. And then Bob skated up to me, and that was my introduction to know. I had no idea it was a last-minute thing, and I had no idea he was going to be in the game. So it was great. I just wish we got a picture of it. We didn't do that. That was a different time and no cameras around.
Somewhere on the internet, there's a picture out there. Luke, thanks for this, and good luck tonight against San Jose.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.